Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the recently retired Larry Roy. How you doing, Larry?
Very well, thank you.
That's We're going to bring it up every time.
Because we're all just jealous.
Yeah, that's not why.
I recommend it for everybody.
He's not really retired anymore. He now has a brand new grandbaby.
That's a new job. Yeah.
Full-time granddad.
Yeah.
All right.
Papa.
On Wednesday.
Like it.
Papa.
The owner of Pat's Pizza in Auburn, Dave Bishop, makes his triumphant return.
Hello.
It's good to be back.
We're glad to have you, Dave. And making his Lunch Bunch debut, the general manager of Lost Valley, John Herrick. How you doing, John?
Hey, great. Awesome.
It's officially Wishes in the Valley week.
Mm-hmm.
Because the big day is coming up on August 9th. We are, what, 5 days away? Oof.
If you're counting.
Yeah, who's counting?
I am. Right?
We are.
I am.
These guys are ready.
Larry, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your readiness level?
12.
12? Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm ready.
Pam?
22.
Ooh. Dave.
Hold on. I got to do some 17. Quick maths.
Right in the middle.
And John, how are you feeling?
We're feeling good. We're feeling good. We love working on Saturdays.
So we're going to talk all about Wishes in the Valley and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, August 4th.
The Sun Journal reports that Central Maine Healthcare announced plans to lay off as many as 100 employees. The healthcare system operates Central Maine Medical Center in Lewiston, Bridgeton Hospital in Bridgeton, and Rumford Hospital in Rumford.
Central Maine Healthcare is also notifying patients of a data breach that led to an outage of its computer network. An outside entity gained access to the health system's IT network between March 19th and June 1st and may have compromised names, birth dates, and treatment and diagnostic information. The breach has led to several class action lawsuits.
According to data from the labor research group ADP Pay Insights, Maine ranks 12th in the nation for wage growth. Workers in Maine who've had the same job since last year saw a 4.8% pay increase on average since July of 2024. The national wage bump was 4.4%.
And the city of Lewiston will celebrate National Night Out tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the middle school on Central Ave. The night of fun, food, and film and community connection will include free hot dogs and family-friendly activities before the screening of Mufasa, the Lion King. The City of Auburn's event will start at 6 at Festival Plaza. That will include free food, live music by the LA Harley Band, inflatable games, and more. And there's plenty of free parking in the municipal garage.
Lonnie Anderson, who played Jennifer Marlowe on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, died yesterday at the age of 79. And when I was looking ahead at famous people birthdays tomorrow, August 5th would have been her 80th birthday.
Right.
So she died just a couple days before her birthday. That's so sad.
And she played an incredibly intelligent blonde on television
in the
70s and 80s, which was pretty rare.
Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like it's time for the weather.
What?
Weather. Yeah. Weather is the best. Weather.
That was beautiful. Alex's is so much.
That was Alex's song. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Dave.
You're welcome.
Great weather. Blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 86 and a low of 58. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 79 and a low of 62. A mixture of clouds and sun on Wednesday with highs approaching 80.
In sports, Lucas Giolito gave up just 3 hits and 1 run over 8 innings to lead the Red Sox over the stinking Houston Astros 6-1. The Sox completed a 3-game sweep of Houston, moved into second place in the AL East, and have won 5 straight. They'll host the Kansas City Royals tonight at 7.
Over 8,000 runners participated in the 27th Beach to Beacon 10K road race. Connor Mance of Provo, Utah, set a new course record with a time of 27 minutes, 26 seconds. Izzy Doyle of Australia was the top women's finisher with a time of 31 minutes and 25 seconds.
Incredible.
They finished that faster than I finish a 5K.
Me too.
Sure.
Yep.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
Twin Cities. Dave, you got to come in and co-host tomorrow.
No, I can.
Anytime.
It's time for famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 4th, shall we?
Alrighty
then. We're going to start off with actor turned princess, Meghan Markle, who is 44 years old today. She married Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, the younger son of King Charles III. Sarah, did you have another one?
Greta Gerwig. She's only just the director of the Barbie movie. She's done lots of movies, but that was her most recent.
Oh,
the Barbie movie, which I loved, and Pam didn't. So,
wow,
I get it. I thought it was hilarious.
Right. I couldn't get through the first 30 minutes. I had to shut it off.
So funny.
And Greta is 42 years old today.
Yeah.
And rounding out FPBs for August the 4th is actor Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob.
70 years old today. Right. Loved him in Sling Blade.
Mm.
Right?
You love that potatoes thing.
I do. He was also in Armageddon and Monster's Ball with
Tombstone.
Halle Berry.
Tombstone.
Okay. He's been around.
He's had a couple wives, too, hasn't he?
He has.
Six. Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been married
creepy marriage.
Good for Billy Bob.
Yeah. So weird. Wearing vials of blood around their neck. So weird.
I like the way you bleed.
My friends are all vampires.
All right, those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
John, you have to look like you have no idea what's going on right now.
You're
like,
I have no idea. This is first time. I guess this is the break-in process, right?
What do you
wear headphones. It'll be fun, they said. What is going on in here?
What do you think of all our little jingles so far?
They're fun, yeah.
All right, good.
They're great.
All right.
They're going to write one for you guys.
Yeah. Still working on my
ski, rubric. Ski, 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 ski.
It's lost. It's a valley. It's a lost valley.
Let's do it.
Yeah. On this day, 28 years ago in 1997, the world's oldest person, 122-year-old Jean Clément, died in a retirement home in Arles, France.
Can you imagine turning 100?
122.
And then you have 22 more years to
go. Right?
Yeah,
think
but
of
the
all
thing
the
is, you don't know.
Right, yeah.
I know you don't know. Oh, I got another day.
Every day you wake up, you're like,
what am I going to do now? What's for lunch?
Jeez, I woke up again.
Yeah. Everything hurts at my age. I can't even imagine.
Right?
What would hurt at 122?
I don't know.
And then you'd be responsible for your great-great-great-grandkids.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I can't
say.
I'm watching
now.
My great-great-great-grandkid.
Yeah.
Except on Wednesday, I have golf.
Yeah. 38 years ago in 1987, the soundtrack to Dirty Dancing was released. Anyway, 133 years ago in 1892, Sunday school teacher Lizzie Borden murdered her father and stepmother with a hatchet.
Nice.
She was arrested, but because she was cute, later acquitted.
Okay.
They couldn't find the hatchet.
Couldn't find the hatchet.
Yeah. Somebody buried it.
Yeah.
Oh. That was a good one.
John can come back.
That was a good one.
Fire.
235 years ago in 1790, the present-day Coast Guard began as the Revenue Cutter Service. You know who instituted the U.S. Coast Guard?
I do.
Who?
Steve Simard.
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh,
very close.
I was close.
Very close.
And lastly, 290 years ago in 1735, New York publisher John Peter Zenger was acquitted of libel because the jury determined that the truth is not libelous, thus establishing freedom of the press in America, something that we need to continue to celebrate today. And
I just want to tack one on here. 18 years ago on this day in 2007, Barry Bonds teamed up with steroids to hit his 755th home run to tie Hank Aaron's record.
There you go.
Long live Hank Aaron.
Long live Hank Aaron. And those are your OTDs.
For August the 4th. Mm.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we shift focus to our guests in studio, Larry, Dave, and John, talking Wishes in the Valley. The countdown is on. We are 5 days away. And I don't know who to start with. I want to start with John because he hasn't been
here. Yeah, you've
never. Oh, geez,
John
great.
Yeah. We're going to put you right on the hot seat here, John.
Yeah. Bear that.
I'm guessing it was Pam and Larry and Dave that came to you with this idea of Wishes in the Valley.
Actually, I think it was Dave first.
Was it just Dave? All right, Dave,
and
you get all the credit.
He organized the meeting with Pam and Larry.
And what happened?
And now we're 5 days away.
Take us back there. Take us back there.
It's been so easy getting there.
Well, they had the Rock Block, right? Ran that successfully for a few years and kind of outgrew the space. So Dave had this wonderful idea of hosting it on, you know, Lost Valley's property. You know, we've got about 350 acres, 50 acres of skiing. But we have a lot to offer as far as hosting people outside and inside. So it makes for the perfect venue for this event.
Sure does. So. Can you talk about that cause a little bit, Make-A-Wish, being involved with Make-A-Wish Maine and what it means to you personally?
My exposure has all been through Lost Valley and working with these guys. I think it's a great cause. We all know how expensive the world is today, and to give somebody a chance to do something they've always wanted to do that doesn't have the means to do it, I think is amazing. Yeah. So support it 100%.
And it's also going to show all of our attendees that show up on Saturday that Lost Valley is so much more than a ski area.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just enjoying the concert outside. It's amazing sound when you're stuck in the valley with musicians blaring at you.
Yeah.
So that alone will be an amazing event. And then we have all kinds of other things. They have all kinds of other things going on, to include Lyft service. If you haven't ridden a Lyft while a band's going, it's cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
If you've never ridden a Lyft, it's cool.
Right. Yeah. Especially when you're coming down. Everybody's used to going up the hill. Yeah. But coming down's a different experience altogether.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like that dog in the water, you hold him above the water. You know, the dog starts fake pedaling. You do that when you're going downhill in a lift. Your legs are going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've come down the lift on skis before.
It's
exhilarating.
It is. Because you failed to jump off.
That's true.
Yes. That leaves a mark.
No, I didn't fail to jump off. I chose not to.
No, I we're way up here. No, thank you.
I saw some photographs recently of Larry, Pam, and Dave inside of your brewery making a special brew just for this event.
Absolutely. So part of this event and Lost Valley's dedication, we donated a brew for this event, which is now available at Pat's and Mac's and at Lost Valley, called Wishmaker. On top of that, for next year's event, will be this year, you can, as a business or person, you can buy your chance to brew the beer with a brewer for next year's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a fun wishes. Thing.
Yeah, it's a live auction item that we're doing. And
that's cool.
So you get to spend the day with a brewer, which Darren is so phenomenal. Cool.
You won't recognize him.
You won't recognize him. Yeah. He has no beard now.
He has no beard.
But, there is rumors he's getting kicked out of the Brewers Guild now.
Gotta have a beard.
You have to have a beard.
Oh,
it's a requirement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the New England Beer Summit sometime down in Portland and you'll see.
Yeah. You'll get this. It's kind of cool. You get to spend the day with Darren in the brewery and brew your beer as a business. And then you can even name your beer.
Yep.
And Lost Valley is generous enough that they're going to can some of it as well. So you could take some of that back. And give it to your friends, family, what have you.
Wow.
And but you get the chance to bid on that this year at the live auction. So the winning bidder will get to do that and be the headlining beer for next year.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Cool. That's very cool.
And as John mentioned, Summer Wishmaker is on tap at Pat's Pizza in Auburn.
True.
Dave, have you Have you sampled it yet?
Well, I didn't have it there, but I had it at Lost Valley. And it was pretty delightful.
Yeah. You could grab a beer and a pizza and sit out on your patio.
You should do
that's
that.
Exactly. Yeah. What Kevin and I did. Well, yeah. We didn't have pizza. We had the spinach dip.
Ooh, even better.
And a summer wish maker.
Yeah, we actually, a buddy of mine and I, on Friday night, went over to Max and did the same
there
thing.
You go. So. Ah.
I got there and they said, your usual? And I said, nope.
Oh, what's your usual?
Jameson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's quite a jump.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The doctor told me that I should stay off of soda. So I took the soda out of my Jameson. So now I just drink it on the rocks.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's much better.
It's much better for me.
Yes. Beer isn't soda.
It's all healthy.
Yeah. So you're good.
So, and
beer isn't soda.
Yeah.
No,
so you're
right.
Fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, no, that's probably fine.
Dave, have you heard any reviews from customers sampling?
Yeah, actually, everybody that's tried it really likes it. I had people stop on their way out because I'm usually down in the dungeon in the kitchen, and people stopped on their way through and just said how great it was, and they had one or two. Yeah. I'm not judging. Have as many as you want.
Did I hear there was a hint of lemon in this beer?
A hint of lemon, yeah. Right. On the finish when you're drinking it.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, a result of the hops that were used.
Yeah. Pam, what did Kevin think of it?
He liked it.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, he likes most beer.
I like most good beer.
Well, the nice part is right now, you know, the big craze is the New England IPAs and IPAs, and it's away from that, but it still tastes really good.
Yes.
So
it's not too hoppy.
Correct. Oh, it was really nice.
Perfect.
The purchase of that beer at either of those restaurants also goes to the Wishes in the Valley?
100% of the proceeds.
Wow.
It's $5
wow.
a pint. You really can't beat it for a really good beer.
Awesome. And, what a great partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool. Larry, any new developments for Wishes in the Valley since we last met?
So we ended up talking, I ended up talking to Matt, Matthew G., who was our Wish kiddo from 2 years ago when we did the summer block party. He's the one that, if you don't know, if you haven't been tuning in, he's the one that we granted a wish. We granted his wish at the summer block party, and he wanted to sing in front of a live audience and get some equipment and so forth. And so he came out and sang, and he rocked it, and he did a phenomenal job. So we're bringing him back. So he's one of our wish kiddos, and we're actually going to bring him back, and he's going to sing a couple of songs for us between the sets of Fire in the Hole in Skosh. And so I was in contact with him over the weekend, and he's all excited, and he gave me his song choices, and I reached out to Steve Grenier from Fire in the Hole, and I told him, I said, hey, this is what, you know, this is what he wants to do. And so they're working on some songs, and pretty cool. I'm pretty excited.
Going
to
be awesome.
Fun to have.
It's
going to
be awesome.
Live music all day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And especially those two bands because they crank.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the really cool part too is I don't know if John actually knows this, but so it goes from 3 to 9. The event goes from 3 to 9, right? And so at 9 o'clock, our version of fireworks, I guess, for lack of better terms, Skosh and Fire in the Hole are going to collaborate for the last hour. So they're going to go from 9 to 10. And just jam
the
two of them together. And they did that for us at the last summer block party. Oh. And let me,
A full hour?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Why not?
John's like, you told me this was going to end at 9.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I said, I don't know if he knows this yet, but.
Didn't we say we love to work Saturdays?
Yeah, said that out loud.
Oh, geez.
But if you had a chance to see them collaborate last time, they were incredible.
Yeah,
so. We've had both bands at Lost Valley this summer for our summer concert series Fridays. And, you know, Skosh, amazing band, always brings out a crowd.
Yeah.
Fire in the Hole, same thing.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty cool. Great. And they, I guess they're all friends on the outside anyway. So so this just really works well.
Yeah.
So Love so it'll it. Be it'll be cool.
This event is happening Saturday, August 9th, from 3 to, it used to be 9, now it's 10.
Getting later and later.
I don't know if you're aware of that, John, but it's now
Sunday
10.
Sunday morning.
They do say, though, nothing good happens after 10.
That's
so.
Right.
We'll do a hard stop.
Sure. All right. Pam, can you give kind of an overview of what attendees can expect during this day, which is, by the way, free admission to attend this event?
Free to get in, coming into Lost Valley. Bring your lawn chairs. We'll have a couple of food trucks and also the Exchange Club cooking for us, and as well as Lost Valley's kitchen being open with a limited menu, kind of like their Friday summer series. So plenty of food, plenty of drinks. We'll have 3 bars plus, 4, 5 bars actually, Three table bars, the barn bar, plus the inside bar.
And isn't there something?
And the bar up top.
Yeah.
Oh, and the bar up at the top of the hill.
Sponsored by Fairlawn, right?
Yep, yes. Sponsored by Fairlawn. So people can take the chairlift up the hill. We'll have some bucket golf challenges. If you've never tried bucket golf, it's like a wiffle ball with some fun golf clubs, and you try and get it in a bucket. Disc golf challenges, kind of hole-in-one challenges. So you'll be able to donate some money and do those challenges. We'll have a live auction in between the bands. Lots of really cool items donated to us, where they're timeshares, Thomas Mosier furniture, golf package, sports packages, all kinds of cool stuff. Plus,
Gas
for a year.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah.
Lost Valley Seasons Pass.
Lost Valley Season Pass. And combo with a Backwoods gift certificate, plus a mug.
Plus a mug.
And then a ton of items inside for a raffle. So if you just want to buy, you know, $20 worth of raffle tickets and put...
Or 100.
I would say more than 20.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying for people that, you know, can't do the live auction, come on over and we'll have a lot of amazing items for raffling as well. Set up your chair, listen to live music, eat some food, drink some drinks, and just have a good time. Oh, and the cornhole tournament. Can't forget about that.
That's right.
They'll be there ready to go right at 3. It'll be random draw, so you can start throwing bags round robin from, I think, 3:30 or so until 5 p.m., and then the actual tournament will start at 6 after the live auction and the bands switch over. So that'll be a great time as well. And TB Outdoor Events is running that for us, so it's going to be very professional and well-run and... Yeah, we're excited.
And all the proceeds from this event are benefiting Make-A-Wish Maine, which is just a tremendous organization. Larry, you've been affiliated with them for quite some time now.
Probably about 8 years or so with them, 8-9 years. I was on the board of directors for 6 years. Just termed off last year, but still a huge piece in my world. So I just love what they do. You know, Make-A-Wish gives these kids hope. While they're going through, you know, their stages, whatever they're dealing with, so gives them a sense of normalcy. So anything that we can do to help to make that happen and help the families along the way, it's absolutely incredible. And if you've never seen a wish, once you see a wish, it's incredible.
Yeah,
absolutely incredible. Just to see their faces, the kids' faces, and the parents, and it's just the kids just tend to forget a little bit about what they're dealing with, you know. So if we can be a small part of that. Have at, you know, and obviously everybody coming out next Saturday, come help us be a part of that, you know, and you can be a part of that as well.
Yeah.
So everything that you guys do when you guys come out, whether it's, you know, participating in some of these challenges, eating some of the food, having some of the drinks, just being there and supporting the cause makes people feel good. So. Yeah.
5 days away.
5 days away.
5 days.
Coming right up.
And counting.
And nothing's going to get started until Sarah sings the national anthem, which was one of the latest additions to this event.
Yes. I'm getting all kinds of feedback here. Opening, closing, 10 now.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
So, thanks for giving us the event.
Yeah, that's why you weren't invited to any of these things beforehand.
No meetings for you.
We should have probably waited for Friday to bring John along.
So Sarah sang the national anthem at the Sea Dogs game last week as a warm-up for Wishes in the Valley.
Actually watched. That's awesome.
I'm really nervous about Wishes in the Valley now.
The people are going to be much closer.
Yeah. The 6,200 fans at the Sea Dogs game was nothing compared to what's going to happen at Wishes in the Valley.
Just picture them all naked.
And holding a Sea Dog biscuit.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Pam and Dave, you've been involved with Make-A-Wish Maine for quite some time now as well. I know, Pam, you were involved heavily with the summer block party.
Yeah, I was with Jimbo when he first started it off back in 2015, 16. And I remember it being a one-and-done party, and here we are in 2025 still kind of keeping the Make-A-Wish, benefiting Make-A-Wish alive. We closed that out for Jimbo back in 2023 and took a year off. And, you know, Dave and some other people were like, when are you doing something again? When are you doing something again? So we finally got together and collaborated and came together with Wishes in the Valley. I helped actually put together a play set for a Wish Kid. Being a part of not only helping raise money for Make-A-Wish to make these wishes come true, but participating in making a wish come true is really, I think, life-changing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So one thing I'll add, I guess people really don't realize how much work goes into planning events like this. Mm. These three here tonight, plus there are several others, have dedicated hours upon hours to making this happen. So something that never goes recognized but should is the amount of effort that goes into planning this. And
thanks, John.
Those guys should be congratulated for what they're about to pull off in 5 days.
I think earlier Larry said, yeah, show up next Saturday.
That was
wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Larry's part.
Yeah.
I lose track of my days, Mark.
That's right. I know. I mean, when you're retired, they all blend together.
And then you add Jameson.
Yeah.
Or Summer Wishmaker.
I think that's how we decided to do another one.
Yeah. Hey, let's have a drink and talk about that.
What we should do this every year.
Not to mention all the sound effects in his head right now.
Right.
Dave, tell us a little bit about your connection to Make-A-Wish and why this event means so much to you.
You know, my connection really was with Jimbo and the block party. And pretty much in the beginning, it was pretty much just a financial sort of help. I typically worked on Saturday. I honestly never went to one, to be honest with you. But I knew it was a great idea. It was a great platform for raising money and bringing the community together. Really is what I think is the coolest part. Is like it's not easy to raise money, and it's really hard to ask all your friends to please donate to something. I get asked every day, and I do what I can. But bringing the whole community together to raise money for Make-A-Wish at Lost Valley, which is, in my opinion, probably the best spot we could ever possibly pull this off in this area.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. It's outside. The stage is going to be great. The venue is amazing. Gobs of parking. Plenty of room for food trucks. It's going to be epic. So I'm really excited about it. And it's only 5 days away.
5 days away.
It's a great spot where I think people are going to, it's going to be hard pressed to have people feel crowded in that venue.
So much
you're not going to feel like there's so many people there. There's space to move around and spread out and enjoy your time, whether you like crowds or dislike crowds. So.
Yeah, there's room to groove.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we need is room to groove.
Absolutely.
Right,
groovy. Room to groove.
Room to groove.
Groovy, baby.
All right. How about we'll go around the room here, and you guys pretend you're talking to a person who's sitting on the fence as to whether or not they want to attend this event.
Ooh.
What would you say to that person? Their Saturday is open. They're trying to decide what to do. What would you say to them, Larry?
I'd say that you don't want to miss this because this is going to be the event of the summer for sure. Everything going on there is there's just so much. It's not just a one activity. I mean, there's just so much to be able to do, and I think that you definitely need to be there because everybody's going to be talking about it. Yeah. You know, come Sunday morning, that's going to be the talk of the town. Hey, were you there last night? Yeah. You know, so I think I think it's a definite must do.
Pam?
I would tell them it's going to hit all the checkpoints of what a great day would be. There's going to be lots of fun things to do. There's going to be plenty of great people there. There's going to be amazing live music, plenty of food and drink, whatever your taste might be. And then it hits you in the feels, too. You feel like you've contributed to doing something good, all while having an amazing time. So where else can you go to check all those boxes?
Right.
Plus, all their friends are going to be there, so they're really going to have nothing to do anyway. So just come on out and open your heart and your wallet and have some fun.
Sounds good. All right, John.
And then all my winter peeps, jonesing to hit the trails again, they can at least ride a Lyft.
Yeah.
First time you can ride the Lyft all summer, and then we'll have it again on Fall Fest. But chances to get up and ride the Lyft and remember what's going on this winter. Yeah. So That for me will be the funnest part is, you know, seeing the people enjoy the lift rides. So.
Awesome.
And the music and the beer.
Yeah. And the fun.
Yeah.
And the fun.
And the cheeseburgers.
All the wishes in the valley has to offer.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
I don't know if we mentioned it, but
pulled
it's
pork, mac and
five
cheese.
Days away.
Oh, it's, is it really 5 days away?
It's 5 days away.
Oh.
It's 5 days away. Did you know that?
Tomorrow? We should probably have another meeting.
You should.
Yeah.
Why not? Four sleeps now, right? Four or
five. 5 days away.
Four sleeps.
We are having another meeting, John, tomorrow. I don't know if you know that, but.
At Lost Valley, John. In case we failed to mention that one to you as well.
We're going to be here.
Sarah's going to come sing the national anthem.
Yeah, before the meeting.
At the meeting.
At the meeting.
At the meeting before you get started.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pam, I think if she imagines us naked, though, that she's going to vomit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yowza.
I think I can handle it.
Yeah.
Without the naked.
She's going to wear her sunglasses.
Yeah. She's going to be blindfolded.
Okay. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Pam, after this event is over... How are you and Larry going to keep in touch? Because I know.
We might go golfing. I think we have a golf.
We actually have a golf tournament scheduled. Yeah. You know, because we haven't spent enough time together. So as we were planning this, there's four of us. Mike Matthew from Neocraft is a big part of this as well. And so there's four of us, and I can't remember. I think it was it you, Dave, that reached out and said, "Hey, I haven't seen you guys enough.
Yeah.
So let's go golfing together."
Yeah. We're playing community concept. So.
Yeah.
Scramble. That'll be fun.
So, but what, you know, the cool part is, you know, for us is we were all friends to start. So, you know, it just, all it does is solidify the friendship, right? Yeah. So, I mean, we worked really hard together and we're all working for a great cause. And so, yeah, it's really cool. And we got, this year is the first time I've actually got to meet John from Lost Valley. So add another one on my friends list. And
Fifth wheel.
The fifth
wheel.
Yeah, but you're the big wheel.
There's a whole big wheel story.
We have lots of big wheel stories. So. Yeah. Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
As you know, folks, we like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions. I know Dave is a huge fan of this segment.
Oh, yeah, I'm typically okay at it.
Yeah, you're one of the best. One of the best at it. Dave is like 100%er.
Yeah,
when it comes to three random questions.
But I have to do pass sometimes.
So we'll start with Larry. We'll just work our way around. If somebody gave you free billboard space, what would you put on it? And you can't put Wishes in the Valley. Sorry, Dave. Stole your thunder.
You did.
Go to Pat's Pizza and Max Grill and have a summer wish maker.
All right.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I was
going to say he would answer, be a good human.
I would, yeah.
All right. What do you got, Dave?
I would say, I wish everybody knew kindness matters. Kindness matters. That's what I would put on the billboard.
Two words right there. Says it all. All right. John, what do you got?
Jeez, that's a tough one. But I would say put the electronic devices down and get outside.
There you go.
There you go.
All year long.
Yeah.
There you go.
Doesn't stop in the summer.
You want me to go?
Yes, please.
All right. We'll start with John. Would you rather have no nose or no arms?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I would have to say no nose.
Okay. And why?
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Geez, you do a lot with your hands. You don't do much but smell things with your nose. So, you know, as it goes, I would...
And if you had no arms, you couldn't pick your nose.
Oh, correct.
Mm. Well, you wouldn't need to if you didn't have one.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Savings.
Good point. Dave, no nose, no arms.
No nose.
No nose.
Yeah.
And why?
So I can still ride a motorcycle.
Ah.
Hey, good call.
Good reason.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Larry?
No nose.
And because?
So I can still golf.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Next week after Wishes in the Valley.
You won't be able to smell the Jameson, though.
That's fine. I can still taste it.
Yeah. You won't be able to smell how much.
Smell is like 50% of taste.
Yeah,
isn't
I think so.
A quarter or something.
That's
like
still
that.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I agree.
Okay.
That actually works because you wouldn't be able to smell how much your game stinks either.
Oh!
Jeez, man.
Wow.
Bury the hatchet.
Wow.
You just, it's going to be a long day.
You just
Saturday.
Fired that one right across the table.
Yes, yeah, I have.
Literally.
What do you got, Pam?
All right, I think we have Larry first on this one, right?
Dave.
Dave.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I won't read.
Dave.
Because the answers are there, too.
No, there's no answers. What is the most adventurous meal you've ever cooked?
Is it pizza?
No. What? I mean, I guess it could be, but what kind of adventurous pizza would that be?
Oh, we have this really cool one called the 290. That one's neat. It's got hot honey on it and pepperoni and pineapple and garlic.
You cook every day, don't you?
I kind of cook every day.
And that's the most adventurous?
Yeah. I made shrimp scampi once. Big stuffed lobster. Ooh. That's an exciting thing, unless you're the lobster.
Do they scream?
I think so. I used to work at John Martin's years ago, and we used to do twin lobsters, $9.99, boiled, big stuffed. And the first time I was in the kitchen, the very first time I had to do a big stuffed lobster, I didn't think I was going to be able to pull it off. But about the 4,000th one, you're just kind of like
take numb to it,
pull it out, stuff it with crab meat in the oven. So I wouldn't say that's the most adventurous unless you're a lobster, but it's right up there.
It's quite an adventure for a lobster.
It is quite an adventure for a lobster. Second best day of my life. Last. Best day of my life. Something like that.
All right, who's next?
I can go. MRE.
Ooh.
An adventure, right?
I've had
meals ready to eat. You know, you rip open that pouch and you get a little heater pack. You snap it and you put it in the pouch with your baked beans or lasagna.
I think you should have added air quotes to both of those things because I've had MREs and I wouldn't say they're that.
Well,
good.
Usually when you're eating them, you're on an adventure, right?
It's true.
Right?
Or it's a Friday night at my house.
Right.
What are we doing tonight? I don't know. Open up the cupboard.
Right.
We're having a pouch.
See what we can do with that Kraft mac and cheese.
What adventure were you on?
I was in the military for 30 years, so full battle rattle with a MRE. Good fun.
All right.
Larry?
In the desert. With no dessert.
I would have to say with mine, in my previous life, would be catering for 800 people.
Ooh.
We had a sit-down dinner for 800.
And, that's an adventure.
Yeah, so that was definitely an adventure. The company actually called us on a Thursday and said, can you do a Christmas party for us this month? And it was already December. And I said, the only thing I got open is next Tuesday. And they said, okay, we'll take it.
Wow.
So we planned and cooked and served 800 people the following Tuesday.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's an adventure.
So, yeah, I had no gray hair before that.
Yeah.
It wasn't Kraft mac and cheese.
It
though,
wasn't.
Was it?
And it wasn't MREs either.
It was MREs. Just opened a can of ravioli. Yeah.
So that was definitely adventurous.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's everybody, right?
Yeah.
It is.
And Sarah's going to get out of here.
I get a roll. Yep.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, and we'll see you all on Saturday.
Saturday it is?
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go.
Do you know it's 5 days away?
I do.
5 days.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard it's this Saturday.
It is
on the internet.
Who knew?
Who knew? Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam. She's right over there. Via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.